Psalms 8 and 1.
Oh, God.
Oh, Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth! Exclamation mark. Who has set thy glory above the heavens? One more time. Oh, Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. He's got a great name, don't he?
Yes.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
With God's help this morning, the Lord laid this on my heart. He spoke it to me the other day just so clear. The different names that the Holy Ghost is called God through the Old Testament. Now, when King James took the Hebrew of the Old Testament and translated over into our English language, he would say Lord, he would say God, God the Lord, or the Lord God. But in the original, if you could hold the Hebrew text, Moses wrote the Pentateuch, the Torah. He wrote it in Hebrew. Most of that Old Testament is written in Hebrew. The Holy Ghost, if you could hold the original text in your hand, the scrolls of the Torah, when you come, there was at least 14 different names that God was referred to.
Yeah.
Different ones. I'll never get through these, but I tell you what, I felt, oh, I've cried, I've rejoiced. God's character is revealed through each name that the Holy Ghost calls him in the Hebrew text. Well, his character. Did you know that people would name their children after some kind of a something major that happened in their life? When that baby was born, whatever was going on in their life, they would name it a Hebrew name, meaning whatever was taking place. For instance, Moses' name was Moses, and in Hebrew means the one that was drawing out, the one that was in the bulrush, the little ark in the bulrushes. When they drew him out, they named him Moses, the one that was drawing out. Can you imagine the names of God? Oh, Lord, are you all ready for this?
Yes.
Lord, have mercy, saints. The Hebrew names for God, the original scriptures of the Old Testament written in that Hebrew language. So if you held that Hebrew Bible in your hands and could read it, you would discover there are several names for God in that Old Testament. Whereas our English translation would use the names the Lord God, the Hebrew would use specific names that describes God.
Yeah.
These names describe his character. It tells about his power. They describe what kind of God that we serve. Hallelujah. The first one that we come to is Adonai. Adonai. The first name. It's one of the most common names of God in the Old Testament. It is the word for Lord, meaning someone having power and authority and supreme influence. Adonai means master and ruler. When the name Adonai was used, it was a title showing respect. Adonai, our God, is the Lord over all the earth. He is the master and the ruler. Hallelujah. Can you say he still is the supreme ruler and the master of this universe?
Yes, he is.
I'll just wait. Glory. How many knows he's still master of the sea? Hallelujah. He speaks and the winds to the winds and they obey him. Never a man spake like this man. Hallelujah. He speaks and all of creation stands at attention. Philip said to Jesus, I said, show us the Father and it'll suffice us. And Jesus said, unto Philip, when you see me, you've seen the Father at work. It is the Father in me that doeth the work. Yes. It's Adonai that possesses this vessel. I am the Son of Man, but I am the Son of God. I come to reveal a God to you in the express image of His person. I come in His name. I come in His glory. Raise your hand and praise Him. He is still the Supreme Master and the ruler. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hey,
supreme.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Can I tell you nobody can speak like the Lord can?
Oh, that's right.
Nobody.
Right.
Psalms 29, the voice of the Lord is upon many waters. The Lord our God thundereth. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. It divides the flames of fire. Adonai sitteth upon the flood. If you could read it in the Hebrew. Adonai sitteth upon the flood. He sitteth king forever. The Lord is master and ruler. When He speaks, all of creation stands at attention. Hell hushes and demons flee. I'm glad that one night in 1974, Adonai, my Lord and my God, my master, spoke to me and I heard His voice. Nobody can call you like God can. Can you say, I've got a master this morning? I've got a divine ruler. Hallelujah. He sits high and He looks low.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Did you know that the Lord is master of every circumstance?
Every circumstance.
He's master. There's not a problem too big, or a trial too hard, or a circumstance too difficult for Him to handle
right.
and bring you through it.
Yes. Right.
Have you ever felt like you were taken on water and you was going down?
Oh, yeah.
You ever been there?
Yeah.
Don't ever forget, right in the middle of it, you got a master.
Right.
Lord, my boat, my life, my family is going down. Been there? It looks like we're going to drown, God. We're going down. Oh. The waves are too big. I just can't handle it.
Come on.
I wrote this morning. No matter what I do, the waves keep pounding. The water is filling my vessel.
No.
I just can't get it together. I can't control what's happening, oh God. I'll never make it to the other side. My boat, dear Jesus, is surely going down. This is when you need a master. He is still Adonai. He still has all power. He still rules. Now listen. Oh God. In Mark 4 and Luke 8. Ain't it amazing that they wrote and they told about this storm being in the middle of the Sea of Galilee when a great storm hits them?
Yeah.
Ain't that amazing that Mark would read it? I was one of them that went woke Jesus up.
Yeah.
The disciples, plural, went to Jesus, woke Him up. Luke said, I was with Mark. We went to Jesus. We thought we would surely go down. We're going to drown. We're taking on water. The waves are beating against our vessel.
Oh.
We're in jeopardy. And I tell you, I can write it from experience. Come on.
Yeah.
Sometimes we have an experience, Brother J.R., that say, I was there. I can tell you about it. I can preach to you about it. I can write about it because I was one of them. I doubted out. I thought God was nowhere to be found. I thought Jesus didn't know where I was. I was one of them that shook Jesus and said, Master, don't you care that we're going to perish? We ain't going to make it to the other side. But Adonai stands on board and speaks. He's still master. He's still ruler. Praise Him this morning.
Yes, praise God.
Yes, thank you,
Lord. Hallelujah.
Sweet Holy Ghost. He's still in control. When everything looks like it's a spinning out of control, God sees and God knows, and He's still got you in the palm of His hand.
Yeah.
Praise God.
They both tell about this storm that hit them from out of nowhere.
Nowhere.
Read it.
Yes.
Why me? Suddenly, I'm in a storm. One phone call can send you right into a storm.
Yeah,
right.
You wake up one morning and try to crawl out of the bed, and another storm has hit you.
One call.
Oh, God. Go to your job, and something happens, and you're thrust into a windy storm.
Yeah.
Woo! It hit them from out of nowhere. And they both record that they thought for sure they were going down. We ain't going to make it. And it came to pass on a certain day that Jesus, He went into a ship with His disciples. How many can say this morning, I got Him on board, Brother Tommy? I've got Him and He's with me in my vessel. He's in my heart. He went with them into that boat. He said unto them, let us go over to the other side of the lake. And they launched forth. Have you ever launched forth with the desire to go to the other side? Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Over 45 years ago, Brother Chuck, I launched my vessel at an old altar of prayer in a Free Will Baptist church. Look where I am this morning, gray-headed, getting wrinkles, back a killing me, age of creeping on, but I launched out all of those years ago. Brother Tommy, have you had hard times? Have you had trials that you thought you'd never make it out of? Have you went through the fire? Have you ever waded through the flood? I've been there, but Adonai, my God, and my Master, I was on board, and He brought me over. He brought me through. Raise your hand and praise Him. He never fails. You can't go down. You're not going to drown. Your boat will make it to the other side.
Praise God.
Yes, sir.
Come on now.
Yes, sir.
Good.
This tore me up, right? It.
Yes.
I preach it before I ever leave the house. You know.
Right.
You know. I launched. The Bible says, as they sailed. Now, I'm farther along than I was. If you've been saved very long at all, you've made ground.
Right.
Yes, you have.
Yeah.
Day after day. Sometimes it was a press, Brother Chuck, but you had to press and keep it believing in God.
Yeah.
Come on.
Right.
And there arose a great storm. Luke says there came down a storm of wind on the lake.
Yeah.
Scripture says that Jesus was in the hinder part of the ship asleep on a pillow. Ain't that amazing?
Yeah.
In the bow of the boat, Jesus is not active. He's out of sight. They don't see. He's asleep. Out of sight, the Son of God is. The Master is asleep. The waves are beating into the ship so that it was now full of water, Luke said. Luke said, we're in jeopardy. But don't forget, Adonai was with them. There's no way that the boat can go down.
Right.
He told them when they started, we are crossing. You and I are going to the other side. Don't forget, children, that I am with you. Can you say this morning, the Bible tells me that Jesus told me that I will never leave you and I will never forsake you. He said, lo, I am with you always, even to the end. Can you say, I know that Jesus told me the truth. He's still riding with me. Yeah. He ain't my co-pilot. He is my pilot. He pilots my ship. And sometimes I feel like I've lost my anchor, my compass, and my sails are torn. But I know in whom I have believed, and I'm persuaded that he's able to keep me because I've committed myself unto him. Praise him this morning, church. He is still Adonai. He's the master and the ruler.
Yes.
Mark and Luke records that they went to Jesus and awoke him, saying, "Master, Master." They said it twice. You know, if you really want to get somebody's attention, you'll holler more than one time.
Yeah.
You ever do that?
Yeah.
Woke up somebody, and you can just tell there's just a much commotion going on, and you'll say, hey, brother. And they're looking over here. Hey, brother. Call somebody's name. You know, sometimes God does us that way.
Yeah.
Moses. Samuel, not in the middle of the night, a little boy. Samuel. That gets your attention.
Yeah. Wake up, son.
Simon Peter said, "Oh, Jesus, I'll never fail you. If everybody walks off, all the others might walk off. They might fail you, but never, I will never leave thee."
Yeah.
Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have thee, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, that's a prophecy. You're going to miss it. You're going to miss it, Simon. But when you're converted, strengthen your brethren.
Yeah.
Saul. Hey, man, nobody ain't right like me. I'm right, man. I've got this law frontwards, backwards. I keep it right to the letter. And I'm telling you, I'm right. And all of these Jews, every one of them's wrong. They're all going to hell. Right on that road, he had letters from the high priest to go and arrest God's people, had them hailed into prison to compel them to blaspheme Jesus. And Jesus comes down brighter than the sun, and the glory blinds Saul of Tarsus. And that voice in the Hebrew tongue said, "Shaul, Shaul." That's in Hebrew. Why? I didn't know the rest of it in Hebrew. "Why persecutest thou me? Oh, arise. It'll be shown unto thee what thou." You are a chosen vessel. I'm calling you to preach. I'm opening your eyes spiritually. I am Jesus. Raise your hand and praise him. Woo! Do you know him this morning? He's still the master. He's still the ruler. He still has all power. If you have to call me again, God, call me again. Let me hear your voice. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Amen.
So Jesus, they run to him, "Master, Master, we perish. Carest thou not that we perish?" And he arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the waters, saying, "Peace be still." And there was a great calm. Amazing what God can do. The master of the elements, the master of the sea. A great storm now becomes a great peace.
Yeah.
I believe if we'd have been there with them disciples on board, we'd probably been one of them shaking Jesus' hand alive. We're going down, but don't you care?
Right.
Can you imagine standing out there and disciples are looking and say, "Woo, I've been on the lake of the Sea of Galilee many, many times. We fished this, boys. Look at this, Andrew. John, come here and look at this. It looks like a sea of glass all the way to the other side." A great storm becomes, I believe the moon just even reflected. I believe the clouds and the storm clouds lifted and the moon reflected its rays upon that steel glass of water.
Right.
Lord have mercy. Nobody can do it but God can.
Amen.
Yeah.
When everything else fails, God still rules.
Yeah.
Lord have mercy. I was with them. This morning I was on board of that boat. With them. Hallelujah. You all ain't getting anything out of it?
Come on.
I am. Jesus said he rebuked, come on, that storm, and it became a great calm. Then he turns to his disciples and said, why are you so fearful? You know, God ain't given us, he has not given us the spirit of fear.
No. Right.
And if the devil ever works on you, it'll be by two instruments, guaranteed. Discouragement and fear.
Yeah.
Right.
That's right.
You get afraid, you're afraid of everything.
Yeah.
Come on. You get discouraged and fears haunt you.
Right.
You think you ain't going to make it. You ain't no good. I'm afraid. Jesus said to them, how is it that you have no faith? Jesus was saying, did you realize that I was with you? Don't you know that I am Adonai, your master? I control the elements. I still have power to speak the word in every storm that you face. I can bring you peace as long as I am with you and you abide in the boat and you obey my word. If you have a desire to serve me and to make it to the other side, I will bring you through. I still rule. What's Jesus is saying? The storm cannot have you. You belong to me. Mark and Luke records, this is what they said. We said, what manner of man is this? That the winds and the water obeys him. Raise your hand and praise him. What man? Nobody could speak like you could speak, God.
Praise God.
I'll never get through these 14 this morning.
Come on.
My goodness, saints alive, hallelujah. Whew! I told Mary, I said, man, ain't nothing in the world like this giving, this calling to teach. Oh, God, I love it, I love it, I love it. Do you love to preach?
Yes, sir.
Do you really, really love to preach? Yes, do you like painting a picture?
Yeah.
Woo! Hallelujah. A word fitly spoken in season is like apples of gold and pictures of silver. If that whole wall was nothing but shiny sterling silver, and I went over there with a paintbrush and I took real gold and I painted some gold apples right in the middle of that silver, what is it that you'll see? Every time you glance, you won't notice the silver, but your eyes are drawn to the pure gold. Lord, help us to go deeper. Come on. We need to go beyond the surface. The jewels and the gold is down deep in the earth. Raise your hand and say, Lord, help me, God, to dig it out. Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes, Lord.
Praise God forever. Number two. Elohim. That's another title for God, but it's got a meaning to Elohim.
Yeah. Right.
Elohim means God the Creator.
God the Creator.
It is used over 2,500 times in the Jewish Hebrew scriptures of the Old Testament. Elohim. In Genesis 1:1, our Bible starts out in the beginning when it all started. When everything came into existence, into being, when it was brought forth, in the beginning, Elohim, the Creator, created the heaven and the earth. His very name declares and shows forth his mighty power to create something out of nothing.
Yeah.
He still can make something out of nothing. He takes it. He can speak it into existence. Hallelujah. If it ain't there, he can make it appear. Raise your hand and pray. My Lord in heaven, give us a faith, God, that I'll believe you and cling to you. I feel the Holy Ghost. He can make something out of nothing. Hallelujah.
Praise
God. Hallelujah.
Something out of nothing.
Yeah.
Listen.